Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, this is the Millionaire Hippies Podcast with your host, Boom Shikha, where we chat about spirituality, business, and health. We all want to live self-actualizing, fulfilling lives with joy, prosperity, and gratitude. Let's go on this beautiful journey together.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shikha, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you're listening, subscribing, and commenting. I really appreciate the support. I am really grateful for all the questions and the ideas that you've been sending.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
My way, it's as if you're doing all the work for me. All I have to do is the videos, because you just give me all the ideas and your questions, so I'm really grateful for that. In this video, I wanted to speak to you about something that's a little bit different. I've been sneaking in ideas about my relationship with God into a lot of these videos. Little by little, I've been sneaking it in because I don't want to completely inundate you with the idea that I am majorly into God right now and into my relationship with God. But I've recently started reading this book that is absolutely blowing my mind in a way that I can't even explain to you. And the book is called Angels in My Hair. I think that's what it's called, Angels in My Hair. It's by Lorna Byrne. She's an Irish mystic. And she has been seeing and communicating with angels and spirits since she was a baby, since she was a child. And a lot of people consider her to be a little bit mentally challenged because of the fact that she was constantly talking to entities that weren't there. And of course, you know, there's a lot of negative stigma against her, and she had to deal with a lot of problems in her life. Also, notwithstanding the fact that she was seeing angels and spirits that didn't exist, but the fact that a lot of them were giving her suggestions and ideas and comments and teaching her things that a lot of people didn't know. They wouldn't be able to know what to make of it, right? Because like she would know things about people that would be a little bit difficult for other people to hear, obviously, right? Like she knew that she was going to have a miscarriage before she had it. The angels told her, you know, Lorna, you're going to have a miscarriage. Your baby is not going to stay with you. And you just have to prepare yourself for that. And other beautiful things like that. And so the book is blowing my mind, as I said. Not only because I absolutely do believe her. There's no doubt in my mind that she did see angels and she did speak to spirits and all that. Like, I don't doubt it for a second. I'm not sitting there thinking, oh my God, what is she talking about? Not even for a second. I know exactly that she did, and that was her life, and it's amazing, and I'm grateful, and I am amazed at the fact that she's brave enough to share this in such a public format. But that was one of the things that the angels asked her to do, is that they wanted her to share this with the world, so that the world would know that angels are always around us. My guardian angel is right next to me all the time. Your guardian angel is next to you all the time. Our angels, in general, are around us all the time. All the time. Especially if we're in a place of worship, or especially if we call upon God, hundreds of angels will descend upon us and try to help us out, right? So they're always helping us, always beside us, always pushing us forward, helping us move, helping us do the things that we need to do, whispering in our ears, giving us ideas and suggestions. You could call it intuition, you could call it angels, you could call it God, but it's all exactly the same thing, really, right? And so I absolutely believe in her story. I believe in her, what she's shared with us. But more so than that, I have to tell you that I did cry a lot in the book. I was reading it in my bed or in my room, and I would just be sitting there and crying, just tears falling down my face, because it's just so beautiful, because I just feel so grateful to live in a world where the universe cares so much about us, you know? I feel a little bit angry at humanity sometimes, or upset with us in general as human beings, because we just don't appreciate the kind of world that we live in, you know? We think that we're the only ones, we have to do everything ourselves, and I'm saying this about myself as well, that, you know, we have to do it ourselves, no one's taking care of us, no one cares about us, we're all alone, we're all independent and self-sufficient, we have to take care of everything ourselves, no one is on our side, blah, blah, blah. We think about these things in this manner, whereas, you know, when I read this book, I realize that, oh my God, I'm so wrong, that the universe, the God, angels, guardian angels, spirits, all of those beautiful things are always around us, trying to help us, because we don't listen. They'll be whispering in our ears, and we get an intuitive sense, but we don't listen. We get this idea in our head, but we don't listen, because we just believe that we know better. I know better. I don't need anyone else's help, or no one can do it the way I do it. And, you know, I'm an independent person. I'm a human being. I can, you know, I'm smarter than everyone else and all that stuff. We have all these ideas in our head, and I know I do. And so we just don't listen. We don't allow for that entity, for those celestial beings, for those angels, spirits, God, whoever it is, or whatever it is, to help us, you know. We want to go it on our own. We want to take care of things by ourselves. And I do realize that when I do let go of that sense of, oh, I can do it myself, I don't need anyone else. But when I let go of that sense and allow things to happen, allow ideas to come to me, allow my intuition to give me ideas, allow God, angels, guardian angels, all of those entities to help me, I know that things change drastically for me, that I am able to do things at a much faster rate, at a much better rate, at a much faster pace. I move faster in a way where I can completely handle it, in a way where it's comfortable for me, where I feel absolutely in alignment with the entire universe and everything that's in it. When I try to do it on my own, when I pretend like I am the entity and no one else needs to take care of me, or no one needs to help me, or I'm all right on my own, or I'm, you know, I am good enough on my own, then I notice that things do get harder, because I'm not listening to my intuition. I'm not listening to those entities. I'm not listening to all of those intuitive senses, all those ideas, all those messages, so those signs, signals, all those whispers in my ears. I ignore all of it because I know better, apparently. And so really, I am grateful for these books. I'm really grateful for Lorna Byrne, for sharing her story with us, because really, as I said, as whenever I read these books, and I try to read as many of these kind of spiritual books as much as possible, because I do notice that my connection to God is still very fragile. It's very easy for me to start doubting, very easy for me to start feeling anxiety about my connection, very easy for me to start feeling like I'm all alone, that there's no one helping me, that I am by myself, that I am destitute and I am lonely and no one is around and I'm all on my own and I'm, you know, all that stuff, all those ideas or stories that I play in my head. I start feeling that very quickly. And so I really try to ensure that I try to read some of these books at least once a day, at least once a week for sure, so that I don't lose that connection. Because as soon as I read one of these books and I realize, wow, I'm surrounded by angels all the time. My guardian angel is right next to me right now. And you're probably looking at me thinking, wow, she's really gone cuckoo, right? Of course, like that's what the whole problem with the situation is, that it's easier for us to believe, it is better for us to believe in this world, or to show us that we believe, that we don't believe in God, that we're all on our own, everything's fine, no one needs to believe in that stuff. Science hasn't proved it. So if science hasn't proved it, if you can't see it, if you can't touch it, if you can't smell it, if you can't use your senses to gather it, then of course it does not exist, right? And so it's kind of turned the other way around, where it's kind of blasphemy or the wrong way to do things if you believe in God. If you believe that, yeah, I have a relationship with God and I love him, I love her, I love all the gods and goddesses and the angels, and I believe that they're always helping me, they're always around me, and I love them more and more and more every single day. The more I'm alive, the more I love them. And so it's kind of weird to say that out loud, right? And so it's amazing that these people can kind of put these words into these stories, into these books, and then share them with the world, so that people like me, who feel like they're odd for believing in God or for having a relationship with God, can feel all right about it. You know, we can feel like, okay, other people believe in it too, so, and other people see angels. I mean, I'm just believing in God. I'm not even really doing anything major with it. So if they can actually even see spirits and angels, I just want a relationship with God. That's all I really want, right? And so it makes things much easier in general, I find. It makes it so that I don't have to fake it in front of other people. I can just automatically and easily say to people, yeah, I love God and I have a relationship with God and I'm spiritual. You know, I'm spiritual. I'm not religious for sure, but I'm definitely, definitely very spiritual, right? And I don't feel ashamed of that anymore. I don't have to feel ashamed of that anymore, right? And so that's why I love these kind of books. And that's why I wanted to share this book with you. If you haven't read it, please do go read it. Really, it is such a beautiful book. It made me cry and cry and cry at the beauty of this world, at the beauty of God, at how God really truly loves us so much and just wants the best for us. He's always trying to ensure that the best happens as much as possible. Even if he's sending us, or he or she's sending us, sadness or strife or disappointment or frustration, even in that, he wants us to feel good. He wants us to gain something from it. He wants us to grow from it, right? And so I feel so grateful. You know, I wish I could talk to my guardian angel, but I know that he or she is always around me, always protecting me, because I know I've done so many crazy things in my life and I've always been safe, and I'm so grateful for that. There was this one line in the book that made me like burst into tears. It's something like, you know, when you fall or you hurt yourself or you would go through a breakup or something like that and you're hurting on the inside, God is feeling 99% of that pain. He's taking away all of that pain for you. You're just feeling a percentage of it, really. Even if it feels like it's unbearable at times, remember that God's taken most of it from you. Most of it has been taken away from you. You're feeling barely a little bit of it, right? And so just remember that, and, you know, don't feel afraid anymore. There's lots of birds behind me, so I wish I could show you, but I can't. So again, God's creatures, right? So I hope this makes sense. I know this probably is going to be like a weird video for you to hear, but I really wanted to share it with you. And I really want you to read this book if you can. I'll share the link in the description below. Such a beautiful book. Made me cry and cry and cry. Ah, I love it. Again, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being on my channel. And I really appreciate your support. I shall see you in the next one. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. Go check out my website at themillionairehippie.com if you want more free, awesome content. If you really like the podcast, please consider giving me a 5-star review on iTunes. Until next time, namaste.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.